Amidalid.
Okay.
Yud Beis Amidalid.
Start starting at the top of Yud Beis Amidalid. So the first Mishnah in the Masechta tells us those who would take off, who if they would take off Truma, it would not even be good b'di'evit. This Mishnah is going to tell us those who should not l'chatchila take off Truma, but b'di'evit, it will be good. So Chamisha lo yitromu v'im tarmu trumas and Truma, ha'ilaim, somebody who is mute. This is not talking about a deaf mute. A deaf mute was mentioned in the first Mishnah. A deaf mute has a din of a shaita. But he's just a plain mute. A plain mute cannot take off only the chatchila. V'hashikar,
because he can't make the bracha.
We're going to see in the word. Yeah, he can't make the bracha. V'hashikar, somebody who is drunk. Now, halacha recognizes three different stages of drunkenness. We'll see two of them in the Gemara.
Okay, very good.
So there's shasui, if somebody drinks a ravias. Then there is shikar, which is at some point more than ravias, but not a clear threshold as where there is. We'll discuss a little bit more. And then there's shechrusa shalot. So Mishnah Rishona on the Mishnayos says that the Mishnah that talks about shikar is not speaking about shechrusa shalot. If somebody's at the stage of shechrusa shalot, which is well beyond ad lo yada, is so that person is a shaita, and that person is not the discussion here. So that he'd be included in the first Mishnah. We're talking about it.
I didn't realize you could go past ad lo yada.
Well, you could go past. You can get past ad lo yada.
I'll come to you on Purim. I'll show you. Go back to
Israel
on Purim. Oh.
Yeah, Shalot, somebody who's quite stoned. So we're not talking about that. It's not recommended to get there. V'ha'arum, and somebody was unclothed. V'asuma, and somebody was blind. U'balkeri, and a balkeri. Now, the Rosh Sirlio points out about the balkeri that this Mishnah in the Divrei Maskil balkeri on the top left in the Rosh Sirlio, from the Gemara and Brachas, this Mishnah is before the Mervatel Takanas Ezra. Because once they're mivatel takanas Ezra, because it was gzereshen rovatil sibri chol mamud boy, so then this din doesn't apply anymore. And that's why he brings the Rambam does not bring this. The Rambam, who brings the Mishnah almost verbatim, does not bring this halacha because it's not a gebiz manazeh. Vim tarmu trumas and truma. So lo yitromu. And Vim Tarmu Trumas and Truma, the notes here bring from the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos that it's interesting that the Mishnah repeats Lo Yitromu a second time. It says Lo Yitromu at the beginning, and then at the end, again, Lo Yitromu. To emphasize the fact that this is not just a milah not to take off Truma. It's actually an Isser, it's an Isser Lechatchila. In other words, it's Lechatchila, it's Asser to do this.
But it's an Isser
Drabban. An Isser Drabban. Ain tarmin loy b'mida, v'loy b'mishkol, v'loy b'minyan. One cannot be tarim not by a measurement, and not by weight, and not by a count. Avol tarim hu es hamadud, v'es hashokol, v'es hamonoi. But one can take off truma about something which is measured, and which is weighed, and which is counted. And the Gemara is going to explain how to reconcile that. But we'll see in the Gemara the reason for this, that you're not allowed to be tarim this way, is because there's a pasuk v'nechshev lachem trumaschem that truma has to be taken off via an estimate. B'machshava, we learn from v'nechshev, it has to be taken through an estimate and not through a precise measure. Ein tarmin basal v'kupa shehein shalmida. You want?
I thought mikhardim truma is kolshu.
It is.
So that's not an estimate. Kolshu is one. Anything. It's not an estimate. You know what I'm saying? An estimate is, I need to do 10%, so I do 8%, or well, I do whatever estimated to be 10%. Kolshu is anything.
Right.
It's not the nechshav.
So kolshu is
Bikardin.
Yeah, but that's not lechatchilo the way to take off truma. The Gemara speaks out. The Gemara speaks about 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. You're supposed to make an estimate of how much. You're not supposed to, but you're not supposed to know exactly and make it a precise calculation of, you know, I have my 60 whatever bushels, and I'm taking. Yeah, it's not supposed to be done like that. You're supposed to make a general estimate. But yes, but Be'ikar HaDin. This is Din D'Rabbanan, yes.
But he's talking about
D'Oraisa. That's true. Mid'Oraisa, you could be Yotzi with a Kol Shehu. Now, you're supposed to, even on a D'Oraisa level, one should take off the 1/40th, 50th, 60th. But
even
D'Oraisa. D'Oraisa, there's a mile to take off a larger amount.
It's not a Din D'Oraisa.
It's person's not being over an Issa D'Oraisa, but one should take off a larger amount. But this is a Din D'Rabbanan, and their Mefarshim speak of what the reason for this is. It's Pashas. It's because that a person should take off by an Yafa. So if a person can't take off by an Yafa, if he knows exactly how much he's doing, if it's precise, you can't take off by an Yafa. The notes bring from
it
the.
It doesn't develop new midos. It is a mida.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the in note five at the last paragraph, the Derech Emuna says pshat in the Rambam that even though this is a din d'rabbanan, but because the Torah doesn't give us precise amount. It means that there's a certain ratzon haTorah that you take off an estimate. This is concept of ratzon haTorah that you find sometimes. The Torah may not say something mefurish, but the fact that the Torah didn't write it in a precise way, if the Torah had a specific amount, it would have told you to do it like that. So it must mean that it wanted you to do it via an estimate. Okay, so we have this next din, Ein Tarmin Basal Vakupa Shein Shal Mida, Aval Tarim Hum Bechetzion O Shlishon. One cannot take off with a sal or a kupa which have a specific measure. Now that means even though the person is not doing it for the measure,
The box has measurements.
You can't use a measuring cup to scoop it out.
Right. The box has measurements on it. He's not doing it because of the specific measure. That's just the box that he has available. But still, that's Xera. That's Xera that now, why it's not Xera on Xera, not completely sure. But the way the Marifolda, I think others say this, that Sharoy Oimer B'midu Hutarim. People who watch or seeing him doing it, they think that he's doing it b'mida. He may not be miskaven for the mida, but it's a problem. Aval torem u'b'chetzin v'shlishon, he could be torem with, he could fill up half the box or a third of the box, because that's not his nicker. If he's just filling up half the box or a third of the box, it's not so clear that, even though he may know that half the box is full and he can make the calculation, but if he's not doing it with a calculation in mind, he happens to be filling up, that's what he has. He's filling up half the box. He doesn't have to be concerned that somebody's going to say that he made a calculation of half the box or a third of the box. But lo yitrum basar chetzia shechetzia mida. But one cannot be torem with a saw that has a half measurement in it. And which means that there's sometimes some of these boxes had simonim at the halfway point. And that's a defined amount. And that would have there would be a Xera.
And the whole box had a simon also.
Yeah, it was known as a saw, and there was a half saw. Yeah. In note 9, they bring it. Containers that were used to measure out a saw were often graduated to indicate a half saw.
Yeah.
So that would be a problem. Okay. So the Gemara says, Yesh mehen mipnei bracha, v'yesh mehen mipnei she'en yichol nitroi min amufchar. Some of these are because of bracha, and some of these because they can't take off truma the optimal way. Ha'ilem va'arum balkeri, ilem arum balkeri, mipnei bracha. A person cannot make a bracha, obviously, mitzias-wise, if he's an ilem. If he's an arum, so also the halacha is, if his erva is megula, he's not allowed to make a bracha, and then the same is about keri. And asuma v'hashikar, she'eni chol litro min amufkar. A blind person and someone who is drunk, whose faculties are not as sharp as they generally would be, so he cannot also take off in the optimal way. His judgment is impaired. So it's, I didn't see anybody speak about this, but I thought this was a pasha thing. That I don't think that the Mishnah and Gemara mean that if someone's in a situation where they can do a mitzvah, but they can't make a bracha, that they're not allowed to do the mitzvah that requires a bracha. In other words, or an elaim for other mitzvahs. In general, if a person has a mitzvah that he has to do the mitzvah. If he can't make the bracha on the mitzvah, he can't make the bracha. The bracha's not ma'akev. But over here, by truma, well, he doesn't have to be the one to take off truma. Someone else can do it.
Who makes the bracha?
Someone else could take off of his produce.
You can appoint a shliach,
and the shliach can make the bracha.
You can't appoint a shliach, put on tefillin.
Right. Yeah. Whatever the mitzvah is, that the mitzvah has to be done by him, he needs to do the mitzvah. They can't make the bracha, so the bracha's not makev. This is not a blanket rule about not doing a mitzvah that's going to be mechayev a bracha, and now you can't make the bracha. It's if you have a mitzvah that could be done in the optimal way by somebody else, so you do it that way, and you don't do it without the bracha.
It's just funny that the category, they put the Arum with the Elam and Baal Keri. The Elam and Baal Keri don't have anything that they could do.
Well, the Baal Keri could go to the mikvah.
Yeah, but I'm saying that he has to wait. Doesn't he have to wait? It's not
for Tfilas Ezra, no.
Tfilas Ezra,
no.
And he's done.
Yeah.
Oh, so
and the elaim and the arm just needs to put on clothing.
Pants.
No, but the elaim would be the bigger, you know, some. So
no,
the
elaim is, I understand.
Right.
That's like a kind of a permanent type of a situation,
right.
but I didn't realize it's so simple.
Not for Tfilas Ezra.
I said they don't have to wait till the.
It's not like it's for Tfilas Ezra.
Just to go
to the mikvah, and that's it.
So why are they lumping these three together?
These are three people that can't make a bracha.
You're just saying because.
Yeah, that's the tzad hashava. They can't make
a bracha. Right now, they cannot make a bracha.
Okay. Okay. Abba bar Rav Huna Amar Shasoy Al Yispal. Somebody who has drunk wine. What does that mean? He drank a ravias of wine. He should not daven. But if he did daven, his tefillah is good. He should really wait until the wine subsides. But if he davens, the evidence is okay.
Doesn't he say somewhere else?
Yeah, that's the next line. Shikar al yispal to tefillah. And there was it's paskin, yeah. The, in Shulchan Aruch, it's paskin the toyeva. So if a shikur should not daven, and this is a problem that even the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha talk about in Hilchos Purim, that could be that people have to watch out for. That if somebody's a shikur, they're not allowed to daven, and if they do, their tefillah is gidufin. Eze ushah, so he calls a shasa ravias.
It
is worse than not davening at all, even when you'd be chayv to daven. So yeah, on that side, you would err on the side of caution. But yeah, Eze shasa calls shasa ravias shikur shasa yosi. You drank more, and this is paskin in Shulchan Aruch that not this one in Orach Chaim Tzadi Tes Aleph shasa yain kedei ravias al yispal al chiyaser yenoi. If he drank more, So the geder after Revius is at the point when he wouldn't be presentable if Nehemelech anymore. Yeah, exactly. So that depends on how well he holds his liquor. Exactly. It's not a defined geder. Exactly. And then after that there's shechrus shalot, which is where the person's a shota gomer. Tamon Amri, and we're on 12:82. Taman Amri Kol Shein Yochel Odaber Lefnei HaMelech. That's at the point that he can't speak Lefnei HaMelech. And again, it's not defined. It all depends on the person and exactly.
This means Melech.
Yeah. Yeah, if you wouldn't be presentable in front of a respectable person, yeah.
And the previous one is not that way.
Yeah, just drinking a ravias. Most people after drinking a ravias, they're pretty sound still, and they're not impaired. But still, it didn't call shasui. Rabzera boy kume rabasi shikur mao sheyavarech. What about benching? Is it the same halacha for Berachas HaMazon? Amar Le.
Is it to lead the benching?
No, just the bench.
So why should that be any different than any other bracha?
So benching is not Omei Lefnei HaMelech like Shmoneh Esrei. That's the difference.
That's
a deraisa. It's a deraisa, but benching is not Omei Lefnei. You're not Omei Lefnei HaMelech.
It's a lower threshold.
By tefilas mamish standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom and talking to him.
It takes less wine to eliminate your ability to say
the threshold is different because you're not you don't look at it like a face to face interaction with a Kadosh Baruch Hu when you bench. So the Gemara says Amar Lei v'achaltav zavata v'erachta. Vafilu medumdum, which is a lashon from doimim. It means even if the person's not able to speak, obviously he can utter.
Where do you get that from that drasha?
Okay, so that's a good question. So it sounds like visavata. It's coming from the lashon of visavata, and they bring a note 22. It frequently occurs when a person becomes satisfied at a meal, he finds himself rather drunk to the extent he cannot speak properly, and that's alluded by the word v'savata, that he becomes completely overtaken by the food. That seems to be the drasha.
You have to be at the level of savata, and savata often means the amount of food and drink that you can get paid.
Right. And this relates to the concept that fully visavata, and this comes up in halacha and some rishonim paska this way, that fully visavata means that you've satisfied with drink as well, not just that you've eaten. Otherwise, how could you wouldn't be able to infer this then. So we learn out that even medumdum. Now this,
even though it is a deraisa.
Now this is paskind in Hilchas Berachas HaMazon Kuf Pehe Dalet. Afilu nishtaker kol kach at she'enu yochel odaber karoy yochel ovarech Berachas HaMazon. He's not able to speak properly. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what are we talking about over here? So he brings some that say that he's still able to be medaber lefnei HaMelech, to make it like similar to tefillah. He says, how could it be if the person can't? Person can't speak properly. How could it be that he could be medaber lefnei HaMelech? So that he brings out the Achronim asks this question: the kevin sheino chol daber karoy mistam ainu chol daber lefnei HaMelech. Afilu hachi mater harushalmi. He's talking about our Yerushalmi. Uladina maske Achronim dem irish nishtaker kol kach. If he became so drunk, afal pikein yivarech. So on Purim, if a person drinks a lot, and he's not a shikrus shalot, but if he would drink a lot and he's way past shasui, he's enu chol daber lefnei HaMelech, it sounds like you'd still be allowed to bench. You'd have to wait till he down marif, but you're allowed to bench. But he says, lechatchilu yizor levarech kodim shiyavol dekach. Better, I don't know how this would work out in Purim exactly, but it would be better to make sure that you bench before you get into this predicament. But if one already drank that much, it sounds like he would be allowed to bench. Based on what we're saying over here.
With the shikur, the bracha is not the issue. It's not choosing to be a mufhar, but the bracha is okay.
It's
the bracha is not an issue.
The benching is the bracha, yeah.
I'm saying
Yeah. It's just
saying doing tshuva, the bracha is not an issue with the shikur. It's only that's what the Gemara says, right?
It's right, exactly. You're pointing out that even that in our Gemara that the issue is not making a bracha. The issue is only because
right,
his judgment is impaired. Right, right. He doesn't have that problem. Right. The only the issue is only.
It's only the idea that mina mufhar.
Right. You know, exactly.
I don't know. You could say a bracha, but he can't figure out what to give truma. Well, that
it's an inappropriate interaction. It's inappropriate. It's not just. Does he have the ability to? No, he can. It's just inappropriate.
Yeah. So the Gemara is saying that when the Gemara brings this drasha of Echaltos Vatvarachta Filim Bedumdum, the Gemara is saying this is Pashat. This is what the this is a drasha Diaraisa. So Lo Tzurcha Delo Maushe Yikra Shma. So the question, so the real question is whether the person is allowed to say Kriya Shma in this state where he is a shikr, and the Gemara does not deal with this question. And again, on this also, the Mishnah Berurah brings different dais. There's some that say that b'diavad it would be good for Kriya Shema because the Yerushalmi is not it is not conclusive on it. So Kriya Shema might be more kal than tefillah. Amar Abba Bar Ovin, Chad Chosid Sholo Leo Zachur LaToiv. Orum mao she yikra shma. Orum, can he read kriya shma? Amar le, v'lo yira b'cho ervas davar, ervas dibur. So the pasuk says, lo yira b'cho ervas davar, we're darshan, ervas dibur, which means shameful speech. So it means that when one says Hashem's name, they can't have any erva. Tani Chizkia, Bein Likrois, Bein Levarech. And this would apply for Kriya Shema, and this would apply for Berachas HaMazon. In the variants, they bring that the Gra was unhappy with this Girsa, and I think there are Rishonim that also elsewhere that were unhappy with this Girsa, because if the Pasuk is talking about an Orum, you didn't have to change the Drasha of Loyer B'chayer V'Stavar. Well, you could read it. That's the Pashup shot in Loyer Erva Stavar is talking about Erva. So he learns that this is actually going back on a Shikur. That because the Gemara Darshan's Ervas Dibor, it must be that the Gemara was asking about a drunk person. Ervas Dibor means shameful speech. That for a Shikur, it's considered shameful speech. And that's why the Gra learns that, and this is one of the things that Mishnah Berurah brings, that the Gra learns that we actually paskin that both for benching and for kriyash and for kriyashma that it would be a problem to say kriyashma as a shikr, because he changes the girsa that the Gemara was asking about a shikr and not about an orum. Yeah.
So there are two points I just want to make on this point here.
Yeah.
So one is footnote number 25, which I just actually noticed right now.
Yeah.
So footnote 25 mentions that...
About Carvona?
Elio Zachar Latov. And then you have...
Carvona Zachar Latov, yes.
So what's
Carvona was Elio.
So that's exactly right. That's what they point out, yes.
That's why it's Zachar Latov, because that's the only place that Zachar Latov
is about Elio, and the Medrash Rabbah says that even though he looked like Carvona, but it was really Elio and Avi.
Right. Okay. So
and we still
because he got the credit. Carvona got the credit,
even though it wasn't him.
Because he's the one that went to mention to Ahasuerus. So you know, that's why he got the credit.
About the gallows.
Your second point?
Rav Shmuel Blum, when I was listening to the Shira online, so he was saying about Chaim Kanievsky asks, what gives the right for, who was it, that met Elio and Avi, Abba Maravin?
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Why do you ask him that question? It's like a halakha question.
Yeah.
And the point is that halakha is poskened by people down here. Why are you asking Elio and Avi?
He's here. That's the shot.
Okay, well, what did he say? What did he say?
Tishbi Yitaretz. Why is it not Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is it not Moshe Rabbeinu? It's Tishbi. Because he's here.
So he says that when Elio assumes the form of a person,
Oh, then you're allowed to.
He's involved in.
Yeah. Then he's down here.
Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Mai.
That yes. Answers that.
I heard it many different times in the Shira.
Okay. Tamon Taninan. So later in the Masechta. Hamoyne Meshubach, Vahamoydid Meshubach Heimenu, somebody who counts as Meshubach, and somebody who measures is more praiseworthy. Vahashoykel Meshubach Mishlashtan, someone who weighs is Meshubach Mishlashtan. The Ka at Omar Kane. And here you're saying, here in the Mishnah, you're saying it's a problem. There it's saying the more precise, it's progressively more precise. The more precise, the more Meshubach. And in our Mishnah, you're saying it's a taina that you should not make it, precise. So there's a difference between Truma Gadol and Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser is what the Levi takes off and gives to the client. That's supposed to be one. That's 10%. That's 10%. That is supposed to be precise. V'tani Kane Eliezer ben Goimel Oimer Minayin Shein Tarmin Loi B'Midah V'Loi B'Mishkal V'Loi B'Minyan. What's the marker for this halacha that you're not Tarim B'Midah Mishkal and B'Minyan? Talmud Loimer V'Nechshev Lochem Trumaschem B'Machshava At Tarim. The Einat Torim B'Mida B'Mishkal V'Minyan, and the Gemara says, "Mat." And he says, "Mat Truma Gedolah B'Machshava." This just like Truma Gedolah is Machshava, Av Trumas Meiser B'Machshava. Trumas Meiser is also Machshava. So how is this a raya?
The question.
Yes, it should be a question. Very good. So it should be a question. So the Mepharshim jump on this, and the Mari Folda says, "We'll read the Mari Folda inside Truma Gedolah." The point is that the main pasuk is talking about Truma Gedolah. There's a chiddush of Rabbi Elazar ben Gimel to say that it also applies L'chara midrabanan to Trumas Meiser, but that's not what the Gemara wants. From the Gemara just wants to show that L'kuli Alma the din is true about Truma Gedola, and I think they point this out. It's in one of the notes they speak this out. This Murray, this the way the Murray Folder says. It's actually not even the note. It's the long paragraph they have. Yeah, it's on top. Yeah, it's the paragraph on top that they speak this out. That we're coming from the main drasha of Rebbe Elazar ben Goimel, and we're assuming that this next part is the subject of a machloikas between the Rabban and Rebbe Elazar ben Goimel. But Nachanami, we're not bringing a raya from Rebbe Elazar ben Goimel Shita about Trumas Meiser. Okay. So the Gemara asks, "V'atanina novel Torim who asamodid v'sashakol v'samone." Now the Gemara comes back to the next part of the Mishnah. But one second, how do we understand that in the Mishnah that you can be Torim, the modid v'sashakol v'samonei? How are you allowed to do that? What, basically, it's a stira minei bein in the Mishnah. What is the pshat in the Mishnah? Amar Lazer kini masnisa. What it means is, a person is allowed to measure his tevel and bring it to the house. A person could weigh his tevel and bring it to the house. As long as you don't take off the truma b'mishkal. A person is allowed to count his tevel and bring it to the house. As long as he doesn't take off truma b'minyan. And as they point out over here, that it's actually a mila to do it that way because a person should know how much tevel he's working with, and that way he could make a good estimate of how much truma he needs to take off. So that is what that last part of the Mishnah is talking about.
Did you see people you haven't seen in a while?
I did. My shver is at a chasen in New York.
Where?
In